This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the CDC will take up the question of who should get COVID boosters and when. The FDA has signed off on extending COVID boosters to those who got Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccines and says anybody eligible for an extra dose can get a brand different from the one they originally got. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
The J&J vaccine has consistently shown a lower level of effectiveness than either of the two-shot Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. But the FDA now says it's okay to use any brand for the booster, regardless of which vaccination people got first. The decision is based on preliminary results from a government study of different booster combinations that showed an extra dose of any type revs up levels of virus-fighting antibodies. It also showed recipients of the single-dose J&J vaccine had a far bigger response if they got a full-strength Moderna or Pfizer booster, rather than a second J&J shot.
He defied a subpoena from Congress. Today, the House will vote on whether to hold Steve Bannon in contempt. He ignored a subpoena from a committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. Bannon is a longtime ally of former President Trump. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection recommended a criminal contempt charge, citing reports Steve Bannon had spoken with Donald Trump before the attack, promoted the protests, and predicted there would be unrest. Bannon defied their subpoena for testimony and documents. If he's found in contempt by the full House, the Justice Department will decide whether to prosecute.
The FBI is working on figuring out whether possible human remains found in a Florida wilderness area are those of Brian Laundrie. He's a person of interest in the killing of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. This is AP News. A famous actor is helping to interview police recruits.
Imagine having to pass muster for a job with Oscar-winning actor Morgan Freeman. That was the scenario for a batch of police recruits in the Alabama beach town of Gulf Shores. Freeman lives there part-time, and he sat in on one of the board meetings that was reviewing possible new hires. The deputy chief of the police department says it sometimes has residents take part in these screening recruits, and when Freeman heard about the opportunity, he volunteered to help. The actor kept it low-key, wearing a hat and sitting back in his chair. Eventually, he did reveal himself, and the deputy chief says it was a big surprise for those who didn't recognize him. At least some of those recruits will be able to say that they got Freeman's approval. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
San Francisco is giving out cash awards of up to $100,000 for information about the ringleaders of high-level auto burglaries. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.